Today, Farm Bureau Ag with us with more on the delayed BLM sage-grouse plan. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. In our last visit, we celebrated the actions of Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo in pushing back against the National Bureau of Land Management's plans to plop their next generation of land use management related to sage-grouse into place. The basis for the actions, which prevented BLM's locking in their plans, was the inability to secure the governor's compliance in the consistency review that was required. One of the elements of the preferred alternative that BLM was attempting to implement deals with the flexibility that the agency wanted for greenlighting the massive buildup of solar energy projects. The Nevada Sagebrush Ecosystem Plan for sage-grouse conservation includes a system for conservation credits. In the first Trump administration, BLM lost the authority to require mitigation to offset impacts of development. This prompted BLM to embrace the conservation credit system that Nevada requires. When the agency reacquired their own power for mitigation, they no longer considered Nevada's program in their interest. They plan to turn their back on the requirement that the state's regulations for conservation credits and those who are interested in alternative energy development preferred working out their deals with BLM rather than working the state's approach. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.